This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. In a La Nina year like this one, our experience is that the rainy season is slow to begin in Brazil. Then you get a lot of rain in November, and then December is very dry. It will be important for farmers to get their crop in to catch the few rains in November so that they get started. Otherwise, lack of rain severely deters crop progress in December, meaning the crop doesn't really get going until January. There was no use in rushing the planting this year, as much of it may have to be replanted. Paraná is reportedly suffering from the heat and dry weather. The estimates for the first crop of corn are starting to shrink due to the potential needs to replant. Brazil announced that it was dropping import taxes on soybeans and corn to help stave off food inflation. This should facilitate the importation of grain, but perhaps not at a quick pace. The cost of getting corn to the port in Brazil would be about $5.40 a bushel. That is a hefty premium to what their domestic market was paying, but if what remains of the crop is in tight hands, processors and other buyers may not have a choice. The wet season monsoon is forecast to get started in South America a month late, but better for them than never. I do not think that they have ever not had a wet season, but the intensity can vary greatly. It is hard to get a drought in the Mato Grosso because it is tropical. They often get too much rain, and a little below normal precip is just about right for crops there. Soils do not have the clay profile that ours do in the Corn Belt. Dirt can be the same many feet down as on the surface. They do not use much of any tile as we do. That is a cost advantage for them. They have a quick turnaround getting back into fields when it rains. And our rivers are dirty, carrying sediment. In Brazil, they can be clear, fed from underneath, because there's little surface runoff. It all soaks in. Soils in Argentina are more like ours and could use tile, which they cannot afford. Our climatologist says that this onset of the wet season will be followed by dry conditions again in December. Crops in general are made in February in South America, akin to being our August. Brazil has oversold its corn and soybean exports, needing to reach next year's new crop supply. The amount that they will import will be marginal, but the biggest problem will be that they will not have the early harvest to meet export commitments in early 2021. The origin of some Brazilian sales may shift here now, so that they will have enough to reach harvest there. Snow in the northern Corn Belt and rain in the eastern Corn Belt could slow down our harvest a bit. They are planting winter wheat here and in Russia, but the next challenge will be if there's enough moisture to get the germination for good stands to overwinter. The La Nina drought here says that it will stay dry and this crop is under real threat. That would increase the need for spring wheat, which would compete for acres with corn and soybeans in the northern plains next year. The way that balance sheets are shaping up, the markets will want more acres of spring wheat, corn, and soybeans next season. For nearly 4 years, Donald J. Trump made decisions at EPA over ethanol policy that favored petroleum refiners. I had mentioned that the ethanol industry doesn't have the kind of money to donate to his campaign that would impress him. He bragged that he could call up the CEO of Exxon and ask for a $25 million campaign contribution and get it, though Exxon says no. The ethanol industry, by contrast, is hoping for a few billion in the next COVID aid bill to get back up after RIN waivers and COVID knocked it down. Donald J. Trump approved more than 4 billion gallons of ethanol need not be produced or blended by approving small refinery exemptions. That equated to nearly 1.5 billion bushels in lost corn demand. That lost demand was why cash corn traded below $3 a bushel this year. Now, as the election was coming close, polls show that both he and Senator Ernst are vulnerable in Iowa. Ernst begged the president to reject new SREs, which had piled up at the EPA pending approval. As he often does, he approved a half measure, rejecting 54 SRE requests in the category of gap year. There are currently still 52 more SREs pending, mostly from 2019, that the EPA is sitting on. He also attempted to find funds with which he could reimburse refineries for RINs, even looking to the CCC for those funds. In his mind, granting SREs was offset by his approval of year-round E15. There is potential in E15, but it is a fraction of what the SREs already approved have cost us. Forget what approving the new ones would do to us. The only reason that we would believe that Donald J. Trump did not reject the balance of pending SREs at EPA is that he intends to approve them after the election. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.